Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, we have a new book of the Torah today.
That's correct, the book of Shmos. The book of Shmos is the book of the Exodus. It's the book of the formation of the Jewish people, and it introduces us to the most formidable figure in Jewish history, world history, and that's Moshe Rabbeinu, our teacher Moshe. It's interesting. I've always felt that it's almost ironic that the man who comes to save the Jewish people, and not only save the Jewish people, to bring the Torah down from Sinai, and probably the person who's left the most lasting influence on all of civilization, is someone that wasn't raised as a Jew, per se. He's raised in the house of the Pharaoh. I don't know what cheder he went to or what type of education he received, but he didn't mingle with his Jewish brethren until he came of age. According to the opinion of rabbis, he's already in his early 20s. And then Vayetze Moshe Alecha, Moshe goes out, and all of a sudden he sees the Jewish people and he identifies with them. And he takes direct violent action to save a Jew from being killed by an Egyptian. And then he's driven away by the Pharaoh. He has to escape. So he's away from the Jewish people for 80 years, practically. I mean, the first 80 years of his life. Then he comes back and he's the leader. So Moshe himself has doubts about that. He says, my brother Aaron is more entitled to him. After all, he's been here the whole time. The Jews know him, etc. We can't explain God, but God, for his reasons, so to speak, chooses Moshe to be the leader of the people. And Moshe is that for the next 40 years till his death. And he's the one who establishes the Jewish people. But I think that there's an idea here. Sometimes it's better to have a leader that you don't know that well, that you're not that intimate with. There's a certain aura about having distance, right? Aaron, everybody knew Aaron, right? So Aaron's a great guy. Oev Sholem, Rodev Sholem. He loves peace. He pursues peace. He loves people. Aaron is wonderful, right? But Aaron, right? You know, I went to school with him.
But Moshe didn't have any baggage.
But Moshe didn't, that's right. Moshe doesn't come with any baggage. Nobody went to school with him. Nobody played marbles with him. Nobody knows anything about Moshe. And here comes this tremendously awesome, imposing figure, so to speak, from the outside. And he says, I'm going to redeem you. And that always strikes a chord within the Jewish people. Not to make silly comparisons, but just maybe to illustrate the point, I really have always felt that Herzl was the right man to found the Zionist movement because he came from the outside. Whereas if they would have had a typical Eastern European Jew to start the movement, if Ben-Gurion would have started it, it never would have gone. Once the movement got going, Ben-Gurion can run it.
Right.
But there has to be this aura of the stranger, of the person that's from the outside, the worldly person, the person that really knows it all. And he comes and he said, oh, so then therefore he can be our leader. He can be someone we can accept. And we see that in Moshe, and we see that in how the Jewish people deal with Moshe. And in fact, the aura of Moshe is so great that when it comes the time when Moshe disappears for 40 days on the mountain, so they say, Kizeo ish Moshe asher elonu mimitzrayim, Moshe who took us out of Egypt, we're without him, how can we go? Becomes almost a cult of the personality. So Moshe has to work all of his life against that. That they shouldn't be too Moshe, but that they should realize that God is running the show and not Moshe. But nevertheless, we don't find that anyone that from within the Jewish people, whoever gained that notoriety, never gained that acceptance, whoever gained that aura of greatness to the extent that Moshe did. So that's I think an interesting introduction to what is going to happen here in the Chumash Shmos is the personality of Moshe, someone who's raised in the court of the Pharaoh, so to speak. He comes from Harvard, and he doesn't come from Slobodka, you know, and here, and he's the one that's going to do it for us. And that over Jewish history, that's been a trait that exists within us.
Leadership from the Outside, Rabbi Beryl Wein on Parshat Shemot.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.